Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Deirdre, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Deirdre?
I'm good. How are you, Niall?
Good. Now, we had a bit of a giggle this morning, myself and Tara, about bra fitting, because this is the one thing that she wants. And I'm not taking this seriously enough as a man. I have man boobs.
There's a whole science with bra fitting, and it's very important.
Explain the science to me.
Over 80% of people are in the wrong size bra and doing themselves untold damage in the process.
Right, so explain to me as an ignorant man, are they squashing larger boobs into smaller bras?
It can be, yeah. It can be just they think they should be a size bigger in the cup when really it should be a size bigger in the back. And if you go up a size in the back, you need to come down a size in the cup. There's a whole science with the whole thing that it sits right and gives you lift and support.
Okay, when you say lift and support, of course, if they're sagging, they tend to pull on your body, and that can give you backache as well,
exactly.
I imagine. Yeah,
and I mean, it can be a very serious problem with people with really large boobs, because they can get really bad back pain with that.
Right.
But even somebody like with the smaller boobs or everything, everybody should be in and up and supported.
Right. And is that what they call an underwire bra? Pardon my ignorance.
You get the same support from a non-wired as a wired bra.
Right.
But the only difference is the way it sits.
Now,
if you have your wire, it's going around the boob, so it's pulling it in between the two boobs.
Oh, I get
Whereas with the ones without the wire, it will sit out. But once you have your jumper over, it won't be evident which one it is.
Yeah, because you don't want them drifting apart, so to speak, because that can cause you problems too. Okay, but now, as a bra fitter in M&S is where you're a bra fitter, by the way.
Yeah.
God, it'd be a great job to have as a bra fitter. Okay, so what...
It's up close to
partners. I remember years ago somebody telling me they were a bra fitter in Mothercare. And they used to do it from behind, and they would lift them with their hands. And I was going, my gosh, I'm sure every man would love that job. But okay, so as a bra fitter, so where do you measure? Is it right around the whole body, or is it literally the size of the boobs?
The first thing is to get the back measurement. So they will be in their own bra, and you will run the tape around under the bra. Now, like every kind of like we're trained to fit for Marks and Spencer's bras, so we would be trained specifically for that.
Okay.
So like we'd measure and we'd get the measurement and we'd know from that what size bra on the back you are. Now, it isn't the size that's written on the tape. Okay?
So if somebody's a 32B, right, for example, or a 34B, is that 34 inches from the centre of their back, around,
it's not.
Tips of their boobs and back around again?
Yeah. So we'll just suppose if you were to run the tape around your bust, you have to bring it in tight under the bust where the overlap is and read what that measurement is.
Right, okay.
And then I'm not sure if I'm supposed to give exactly how we do it for M&S.
Okay, well, no.
There's a way that we'd add a number to that.
You don't want to give away the trade secrets here.
Yeah,
I get you.
You'd add a number to that number to get your size on the back.
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
So we'll say whatever you measure, and then say, okay, say that you're a 32 on the back, and then we do the cup by size. So we'll say if the person that has come in is in a 30 and they're spilling out, and you say, okay, they should have been in a 32, so that will fix the back. But then you also get a little bit of room on the cup when you go in up the back. So that would mean that you might necessarily have to go up a cup if they're only spilling slightly, or they might still need to go up if they're
way out of sight. You know the idea that all boobs look different. They're different shapes.
Yeah.
They're,
you
know, I mean, some boobs are kind of flatter and some are more perkier.
Yeah.
And do bras have to be different? Like the cups that hold them, do
yeah,
they have all, to be different as
yeah,
well?
There's
if they're
all
different shapes.
There's all different styles. Like you'll have your full cup, which will be full coverage. You would have a balcony, which is kind of like a sweetheart effect. So you kind of have half a full cup, but not coming up high.
Balcony.
And then you'll have your plunges that dip low.
Like so a plunge is for those boobs that kind of sag a little bit lower. Or, well, they're kind of thinner and
longer. You'd have a plunge for the summer if you didn't want the bra showing, you know.
I get you.
Also, some people have very high breastbones, and that can actually push out the wires. So that can cause a problem.
Gosh, so I didn't realise there was so much to this bra fitting thing.
Yeah, I'm telling, it's a whole thing. So like you'd get if you find that the wires are digging into you, kind of coming up in the middle, No, that's having gotten
so when
into
I,
the
when
right
I hear, when I hear a woman say, God, and you know, you've been out somewhere in a restaurant or a bar, and they get back to the house, they go, God, I can't wait to get me bra off. Is that a bad sign?
It's a sign that they're normally in the wrong size. If you're in the right size bra, you shouldn't even realise it's on. And that doesn't matter whether you have a wire or you haven't.
Right, okay. Okay, now, so just to mention, the reason you text in, of course, is because you wanted to mention to Tara that M&S are doing virtual fittings. Now, explain to me how you do a virtual fitting. So you just get people to measure
them
themselves.
See, what we're saying is, like, we'll be hoping the retail will be open again, but, like, fitting rooms are quite small spaces, so to get your space, and it's normally up, like we'd normally be running the tape around and doing the actual fitting and adjusting straps and things like that.
Yeah.
So, like, that really won't be possible at the start, you know, until everybody's vaccinated and we're further down the line. So what the proposal would be to do virtual fitting. So you'd be at home and we'll do a Zoom call with you. We'll tell you how to measure. We'll be telling you to twist and turn and show us where it is. So you'd have a selection of your bras there and we'd say, okay, well, that size is wrong and you need to maybe come up and get this, that or the other, you know.
Right, okay, okay.
And then we could do a follow-up virtual call if you try one or two bras and we can see, yeah, that's fitting better, or you can adjust it this way, or you need to do whatever, you know.
I mean, so we're missing out. I mean, I know Damien English mentioned that children's shoes weren't important. Maybe Damien English thinks bras are not important as well, but the Minister for State. But in saying that, you know, this is something we just don't think about. These kind of things are really important.
No,
really,
it's
really
very important, because the thing about it is, like, if you're in the wrong size bra and you're in a wired bra, if that wire is digging into your bust, your actual bust tissue, that can cause a lot of damage.
Yes,
you know?
of course.
And, I mean, that can cause problems down the line. So, I mean, the main thing when you're wearing those bras, the wire bras, the wire shouldn't be touching any of the breast tissue. It should be sitting back from that on your side, you know?
I get you, yeah.
So that it's not digging into the breast tissue.
Okay, so yeah, it should be on your body rather than on your breasts.
And,
yeah.
And then you have other situations too. You're talking about your nursing bras there now, for instance. That's a whole other science as well, you know.
Oh, this is for breastfeeding women, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, you'll have new mothers now that have just turned pregnant, and they won't realise that you're not supposed to wear a wired bra during pregnancy.
So how does that? I mean, with respect, how does that work out? I mean, I'm getting into the nitty gritty here, but surely when a mother is breastfeeding, her boobs are constantly changing size, aren't they? Because they get bigger as they get fuller. So how does that work out?
So they just have to, like, we would recommend that everybody should come for a bra fit every 6 months, because your shape size does change, you know. And it's just to check out, and your bras should be updated every 6 months, because they get limp, you know. The best bras, no matter, like, they'll wash away, all the M&S bras wash in a 40 degree washing machine,
right?
And that's how we recommend it. We don't recommend any hand washing, because you can damage the wires hand washing them. But the main thing is that, like for nursing mothers now, it shouldn't be in wires, because they're changing. The wire can
they're changing hourly almost. Yes, of
course.
It
could damage the bust and affect the milk coming into the ducts later. You know what I mean? So a non-wired support bra is what they need. So a deep, wide band underneath, good lift and support, adjust your straps up, and just keep checking the size as it moves. You move up along a size. But then when it comes to, they should get fitted for their nursing bra then no sooner than 2 weeks before they're due, because at that stage the bump will drop down, your back will come back down in size, but your cup is going to get bigger because your milk is coming in. So it's a whole different size again then for that, you know?
Okay, I'm just looking at, there's loads of texts, by the way, coming in. By the way, M&S should be very proud of you, by the way, to say you're an amazing spokesperson for M&S for bra fitting. But some of the texts coming in,
well, I have to say we're very well trained,
we just rang you because you sent in that text here, and it's lovely to speak to you. But somebody said there's a few people texting in about getting their teenage daughters their first bras. What advice would you give them, particularly at this time?
The main thing is to get the tape and measure around underneath the cup, okay? And get that figure. If they call in to any of the marks, like the marks are still open in the grocery, and the laundry staff are still there working within the grocery at the moment. So you'll get someone that'll help. They'll call somebody from laundry just to give you a bit of advice.
A bit of advice, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, like,
and maybe from a distance they can tell you what to do or help you out.
Yeah,
yes.
We'd have very good idea from from doing it for so long, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, the main thing is if they have the size measurement from around under the cup, And yeah.
So for my, because I remember I used to work in a shoe shop in a previous life, and I used to, and I still to this day I can look at somebody's feet and tell you what size they are. So so I imagine as a bra fitter, you could probably look at the average woman and tell what size they are.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right,
and you'll always have the exception that the fools are out.
Absolutely. Deirdre, it's been lovely talking to you. Thanks very much. All right. Give us some advice.
The virtuals will be going on, and I mean they are hoping that like once the shops open that we could even go into a big fitting room and maybe just stand at one side and they'll be at the other and we could just give a bit of advice.
Hopefully
you know?
By the time it gets to July and most people are vaccinated and those that you'll be able to go off and do what you need to do before. Yeah, listen, thank you very much indeed, Deirdre. And Marks and Spencer should be very proud of you.
All right.
Thanks very much indeed. Okay, there you go. Deirdre from Marks and Spencer, she's a professional bra fitter. That's what she does. And it should be done every 6 months. And once the retail opens, virtual bra fittings will begin, as one-to-one close contact won't be viable for a while yet, as far as Deirdre's concerned, and probably as far as most people are concerned, it seems.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.